Morning, Gene Joe. Morning, old man. Morning to everybody
Hi,
on this
Eric.
Update.
Hey, Eric.
Oh, hopefully Mr. Tuttles is on his way.
Oh, yes, he is.
There's Ralph now.
Hi, Kingzilla.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome.
Hi, Marty.
Hey, Marty Cummins. Good morning.
Good to see you. Hi, Asha.
Asha. There's Mr. Tuttles.
Hi, Tuttles.
And Jess Duck.
Hi, Jess.
And Don
Hi, Don.
From Podcast Overlord. Hopefully Mr. Ray is on his way, too.
Good morning, everybody. Good afternoon. Hi, the only crazy lady. Good to see you.
Woo!
Oh, you sound like a bear coming out of hibernation.
Excuse me. No, more like an old man coming out of the bathroom.
Hi, Mr. A. Hi, Cubella.
Welcome, everybody, to the Old Man's Podcast Show. Dina, Joe, and Eric coming to you live from across the United States of America. From the Pacific Northwest down to the South, back up to the little flatlands of Colorado.
Yes.
Good to see everybody. Good to see everybody. Just got a message from Asha, who sent me a picture of his shine or something.
Hi,
it's
who?
Asha.
Of what? Sent
me a picture of his moonshine. I got to look at it.
Oh, okay.
We'll pull it up here and take a look and see what he sent me here. Let's see. Man, it's been a busy morning. I've been goofing around, and then I looked up. It was time to go, and then I went, oh, criminy. I got to go. I got to go to the bathroom.
Oh, jeez. You don't take care of that stuff when you get up.
It's a good thing.
Hey, D-Mac.
Hi, D. Dingalonga.
It's a good thing this theme song is 3 minutes long. Let's see. Asha sent me a thing, says, my shine. Oh, he's got a little bit of shine in a mason jar. Because he's trying to make his own moonshine, remember?
Yes, yes.
Oh, it's kind of an
orange. Oh, my goodness.
Hi, Lingalonga. Good to see you. Yeah, man, I just looked at that picture, man cave. Man, looks good. Looks good. Let's see. What am I doing here? I don't want to do that. Don't want to do that. That's okay.
But we have a princess birthday today.
Who?
For a little princess.
Oh.
Miss Alexa. Oh. She turns 10 years old today.
Oh,
yes, and so she's listening because she knows that we
are
sing
you ready?
Happy birthday. So,
are you ready?
Happy birthday to Miss Alexa. Yes,
I'm ready. Are you ready? Here we go.
Yes,
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, little Alexa. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Ms. Alexa.
Happy birthday, Big Ten.
Go go, Daddy. Spoil me, Dad.
I have a friend of mine. His name's Joe. He's a good friend of mine. And as a matter of fact, he's married to my kids'
You're
mom,
welcome,
Patty.
Tuttles.
And it's his birthday today, too. But I told him I wasn't going to sing birthday to him unless he gets in here. Because he's up. And, Joe, if you're listening, I know you're up. And you better be listening to the show. And you need to come on so we can sing happy birthday to you, to us, you old East Coast tough guy.
Yeah, that was Tuttles's, one of Tuttles's little girls. She turns 10 today, so
How sweet is that?
She said, are they going to sing happy birthday to me like they did Bella? I said, yes, we're gonna. Sure.
Of course.
Of course we will.
Really? Man.
We hope you have a good day, Alexis.
We would not miss that at all.
Yes.
Well, today might actually be a day that we can get out and work in our garden today.
Not me.
Oh, that's right, huh?
Yeah, we're getting thunderstorms, yeah.
No, it's actually going to be a little cloudy, a little overhead clouds, but it's not going to be raining, good. And the clouds are thin, so the sun's starting to pop through a little bit. And I still have 3 raised gardens I got to clean all the weeds and grass out of. Man, I tell you what, if I could grow, if I could eat all the weeds and grass I grow, I'd be set. But I could grow that stuff a lot easier than I can lettuce and veggies and all. Oh, man, the gardens just got overrun this year. I don't know what happened. I don't know what I did. They got overrun. I guess what I didn't, it's not what I did, it's what I didn't do. I didn't throw any mulch on them. I didn't do anything to protect the soil. And so now I've got all kinds of weeds and grass growing in them. I got to clean them out. Ugh, that's a lot of work because that stuff just loves that soil.
Yeah, but this is the best time to do it after it's rained before.
Yes.
If the roots get like, whoa, I'm alive and I'm going to hold on to dear God before
and
it's
grass. Like, yeah,
pull me out.
And the ground's ground's soft and wet, and it's easy
Welcome
to come out. You betcha.
Welcome, DeWalt.
Yeah, I don't know how to best to describe it other than a big claw like tool that I just reach into the ground, you know, dig it, get it in there, and just a couple of good yanks, and I can pull that stuff right out of the ground. So, man.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, Lewis gave me this thing that looks like a big old sharp knife. On one side, it's like a knife, and the other side, it's like a digging tool, but you can also use it to like saw the, I don't know how to.
I've seen
it,
those.
But it looks like a knife, like you could dab it with somebody.
Yeah, I've seen those, Dina Jo,
yeah,
and it's a
it
gardening
works really
tool.
Good. Yeah, yeah, it is a gardening tool. The end of it, it digs with the end of it. It has like a little pointy part, and the one side is looks like a knife. And
well,
it kind of looks like a shovel. It's weird. Yeah.
Yeah. I've got this this little thing I ordered, and I'm going to send you. I bought one for you, and I'm going to send it to you. And it's a little, I don't know if you've seen it. I've seen them on the internet, but it's a little like fingers off a glove. They're like fingers off a glove. There's no body to the hand. You just slide them on your fingers. And the one that goes over your thumb has like a metal thumbnail kind of thing. And
what?
It's sharp. Yeah, and it's sharp. And then your index finger gets another one of these little plastic things on it for protection. And what it is when you're out there looking at your plants and you see something, a little stem or something that needs to come off.
Yeah.
You just pinch it with this thing and it cuts it. And it's really cool. And when you get it, you'll see what I'm talking about. I got to throw it in a little envelope and mail it to you.
Interesting.
Yeah, and it's you know, because you know that's how we are when we're out looking.
We want them to live, Linka Longa. We want them to live and grow. So.
Yeah, that's how we are. I mean, but that's how we are when we're out looking at things. You know, you see a leaf that's kind of going, you know, it's kind of dying out. It needs to come off, and you don't want to just grab it and pull it because you could damage the plant. So you just reach in there and you just snip it with your little big metal thumbnail. Yeah, I'll send it to you. You'll think
metal thumbnail. Oh,
big metal thumbnail. Yeah.
I'm going to be Dina with a big metal thumbnail.
Yep.
Watch out.
You what. I'm telling you what.
Hi,
Big
Dog.
Yeah.
And Dr. Love.
So it's pretty exciting stuff like that. Just stay awake. Yeah, is it Linga? Aren't you in Australia, Linga?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, it's good to see
Dina
you,
Kruger. That's for sure. That's what it sounds like with just the thumb.
Dina Kruger. I'll send it to you, and then when you look That's at cool. it, you'll go, "Oh, okay, this is how this
I
works."
I know what this.
You'll figure it out pretty easy. Yeah. I don't know. I can't get it on my big old fat thumbs. My fingers. It's really tight, but I got one for you, me, and Grammy. Yeah. Snip, snip, snip.
Oh, nice.
So it'd be snipping those little leaves off and all that stuff. When you see it, I'm telling you, when you see it, you're going to go, oh, yeah. Yeah, that's going to work good. I know you're going to love it. You're going to love it. I'm telling you.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. Man, I guess the Avalon.
Making coffee.
It sounds like Eric's making, Eric's making coffee.
Yeah.
I can smell it.
You can smell it.
Well, it's Folgers brand rotten ale.
Folgers. I think that's what Ralph drinks. I think Ralph drinks Folgers.
Yeah. I've drank Maxwell House before. But I mean, those Black Rifle coffees that you like are really good too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I very rarely drink anything but Black Rifle coffee. Oh, they were talking about that on Ralph's show, Dina Joe said, BP49, about that cereal that you can, it's made by Tropicana.
Yeah, it's, maybe it was BP that brought it up. Somebody brought it up in the chat. I was getting ready, and then I heard Ralph mention it, and I just thought, ooh, gross. But it is, it's National Orange Juice Day, so
yeah,
that's I'm sure why they did it today.
That would be fitting. Yeah.
Now, is the little O's or whatever, are they, I'm guessing they're O's like for orange juice. Are they
just
like orange
Mr.
juice?
Mr. Drummond, welcome.
Hi, Mr. Drummond.
I don't know. I had the article up and then I closed it. I closed the article. Let me see if I can find it again. It talks about it. I don't know.
And then you're supposed to pour orange juice on it,
right?
Instead of milk.
Hold on a second.
But I could see, like, if they were orange flavored, and then you poured milk on them, and then it was like a creamsicle.
A creamsicle. Yeah, I heard it.
A melted creamsicle.
It says Tropicana's new cereal is meant to be drowned in orange juice.
Oh.
If cereal is one of your go-to breakfast foods, chances are you enjoy it with a bowl of milk. Did you know, however, that some people actually prefer it with orange juice? No, I did not know that.
No, I didn't. I did not.
And it says, no, we're not talking a bowl of cereal and a glass of orange juice. Some people apparently pour orange juice directly on their cereal. If that's not the stuff of Dennis' nightmare, you don't know what could be. Okay. What does it say? What kind of says? Tropicana has created the first ever breakfast cereal designed to be specifically paired with orange juice. The new Tropicana Crunch is made with honey almond flavored clusters that, when paired with orange juice, can be spooned and sipped. Each box also comes with a paper straw that looks like the one used on the company's trademark branding. So they're doing all this. They're telling you all about it and everything, and then they tell you this. Not currently for sale. Well, why are you telling us about it then?
Come on.
You can head to the Tropicana website on May 4th, which is National Orange Juice Day.
Yeah.
For a chance to get a box while supplies last. Oh, you have to order it.
So you have to pre-order it from them.
Yeah, from their website. Well, what good is that?
Come
you know
on,
why? Because they know they know it's not going to sell. that's they've made a limited amount of it so they can give it away or sell it over their website. And because they know if they flood the market with it, nobody's going to buy it. Nobody's going to buy it. Who puts orange juice in their... Oh, man.
I've heard of people putting, literally putting water in their...
I've heard about that, too.
In, because they can't drink milk.
Right.
So they use water instead. But I've never heard of orange juice.
It says, it says, whether you hate it or love it, you won't know until you try it. Well, duh. Isn't that so obvious? You won't know if you love it or hate it until you try it.
All you need to do is go get some honey, bunches of oats at the store, and a thing of orange juice, and pour some orange juice on your honey, bunches of oats, and see if you like it.
It's what it sounds like, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, that's what it sounded like you described it.
Yeah.
A little honey little oat things. Okay, yeah. I'm not going to pre-order it. I'll just go buy a box and I'll make them myself. No, thank you.
Oh, it says here, this is not the first time Tropicana has released an offbeat product meant to be paired with orange juice. In October 2021, the brand created a toothpaste that it said wouldn't ruin the taste of orange juice. The toothpaste was made without sodium something.
How funny.
Something.
Because that's true. When you brush your teeth and then you go to take a you drink of orange juice, it tastes
it's
terrible.
Like, oh, yeah, I know.
It's like,
huh?
Oh, gosh, that's terrible. Yeah, and you always know it's going to happen. Well, some of the times you do, but yeah.
Well, see,
yeah.
And this is another thing. That's another thing that they made that they didn't put out there. It goes, the toothpaste, which tastes like mint, was, like the cereal, not for sale and only given away to a few lucky people.
Oh. A few lucky people.
That doesn't make sense. I know. There's the picture of it right there. The toothpaste. Yeah. Huh. Orange juice on cereal is one thing but have you ever tried chocolate milk on Rice Krispies? Yeah, it's called. Yeah, it's.
Well, they have chocolate.
Cocoa Puffs. Krispies.
Well,
yeah.
Cocoa Puffs. It's like, it's just chocolate.
Yeah. You
the
put your milk on it and it turns it chocolate. Yeah.
I've never done that, but they sell it.
They're thinking they're trying to be all fancy, and that stuff's already been around. Come on, people.
Get with it.
Yeah. Crazy. And I did away with my other article here when I went to go look for that.
Wah.
Oh, Dina Jo. Man, you are.
What?
You're just kind of mean this morning.
Why? That's the sound that comes out of me when somebody pushes my belly. Sorry.
Oh my goodness. I was looking at the I don't know, I had spam on the head this morning. I had spam on the brain. I sent you all that.
I know, and you're sending me all this gross stuff about spam.
It's not gross. It was that. What'd you think of that little play? That little play.
Was it Monty Python?
Monty Python. Yeah. A little Monty Python skit. Was hilarious. Where they're in the little cafe ordering spam.
Yeah,
everything was spam.
Everything had spam. She doesn't like spam.
Spam is good. I should play that for everybody. Don't you think I should?
No.
No, you what?
All right, go ahead.
It's crying out loud.
It's quite long.
It's 3 minutes. You know what I can play though? I can play a little bit of Weird Al Yankovic spam song. Did you know he had a song he did about spam?
You sent it to me.
I know, either did I. Here's a little taste of it.
It already sounds funny.
Spam in the place where I live. Spam and porn. Think about nutrition, wonder what's inside it now. Spam in my lunchbox at work.
Weird Al.
It's the best. Really makes a darn good sandwich any way you slice it at all. If you're running low. Somebody that help you buy more. The tab is there to open the can. The can is there to hold in the space.
Al's song called Spam. Now, the thing is, I can't, I've heard the song he's parodying, but I can, for the life of me, cannot remember the name of it.
Stand in the something. What is it?
Yeah, that's what it is. They say stand instead of spam.
Yeah, stand. Yeah.
Stand in the place that you're. Oh, now that's the one where they go, now face north. Now face. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny. I thought it was pretty funny stuff right there. But Tina Jo don't want us to do the spam song.
Thanks, Ralph.
Here is the song.
Hi,
from that.
Welcome.
Instead of going through that entire play of them going into this restaurant and ordering everything on the menu's got spam on it, they break into a song, and this is the song from that play from Monty Feldman. It's called The Spam Song. Here it is. Okay.
I know.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Spam. Spam the musical. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, I don't know, Ralph. I don't know why I had spam on the head this morning when I woke up, but yeah.
Oh, did you know intermittently that... fasting and you can't have any spam. Hey, Radio Barless.
Oh, yeah, I can. I can have spam. I can have spam.
Well, you have to wait.
Well, yeah, but, you know, hey, I'll wait.
That's what I'm saying. It's coming to you. It's saying, eat me now. And you're like, you have to wait.
Yeah. Well, do you know that there's like 15, 16 different flavors of spam? You know, did you know that? Did you know that, Dina Jo?
No, I did not. Welcome, Lydia.
All right. Well, here we go. I'm going to tell you what they are. Here we go. Oh, come on. Open. All right, here we go. Where are the flavors? Okay. First, you have the classic spam. Spam classic.
Okay.
Then you got spam light. Spam less sodium.
Okay. Well, okay. I've seen the less sodium. Yes.
Yeah. Spam with real Hormel bacon.
Oh.
Spam oven roasted turkey flavor. You got spam hickory smoke, spam hot and spicy, spam jalapeno, that'd be good. Wow. Spam teriyaki, you got spam teriyaki. What is she? The picture on the can is rice with a slice of spam on it with a with it's wrapped like a sushi. What's that? Seaweed wrap on it. Looks like the sushi. Yeah. Oh, crazy. And then you got spam black pepper. Yeah. Then you got spam chorizo. Yeah.
They probably sell all those different kinds in Hawaii. Not like.
Oh, I bet you they do. Spam with Portuguese sausage seasoning. And then spam with Tocino, T-O-C-I-N-O seasoning. I don't know what that is.
T-O-C-I-N-O.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Tocino seasoning. Spam garlic. Spam with cheese. Oh, my gosh. And then a spam mezcalita. M-E-Z-C-L-I-T-A. I have no idea what that is. Oh, it's a pork and cheese spread. So it's some kind of spread. Yeah, it's not a solid chunk of spam. It's just a big spread. And then you got Spam Single Classic. You can actually buy it in its single slices. Spam in single slices. Spam Light in single slices. And then you got the Spam Classic 7-ounce can. Yeah. Spam Spread. You got Spam Spread. What's this? Spam Fries. You got this unique version of Spam, which has the same ingredients as its original variant. It's sliced into the shape of thick cut French fries and coated in bread crumbs. It's frozen and ready to cook, just like frozen chicken nuggets or pork sausages. There you go.
No.
Then you got Spam Patties. Yeah. So there you go. You could get Spam areas. Spam, the universal food.
Nice. Oh, this sounds so gross.
It's like, doesn't that just get your taste buds up and going?
No.
Oh, that's too funny.
I've only really seen the regular and probably the less sodium. Those are the only two I've really seen.
I think those are the most popular. Yeah, I think those are the most popular ones. Yeah, those are the most popular ones, but they're out there, man. Let's see. So, you know, we don't usually cover current events and that, but I got to mention this. Dave Chappelle was attacked on stage. He was doing his thing. He was doing his thing at Hollywood Bowl, his comedy routine at the Hollywood Bowl. His routine is called Netflix is a Joke, and he's up there doing it. Some guy rushes the stage. And he tackled Dave Chappelle. And standing off in the wings of the stage was Jamie Foxx. And I guess Jamie Foxx went in there and helped rescue Dave Chappelle. Mm-hmm. And also Chris Rock. Chris Rock was there as well. And after it all kind of settled down, Chris Rock was asking if that was Will Smith.
Oh, oh my gosh.
Was that Will Smith? Was that Will Smith attacking people? I just thought it was funny. The whole thing, the only thing I thought was funny was what Chris Rock had to say. Was that Will Smith? That's funny. Oh, man. That's it. That's the news from the old man. There you go. Spam and Chris Rock. Yeah. All right. Well, I salute everybody. I'm going to take a drink of coffee now. Need to clear my throat. So,
yeah.
Go ahead, Dina Jo.
It says that he was the guy had a fake handgun. How in the world did he even get into that place for that concert with a fake handgun on his body? You know what I mean?
I have no idea.
The way that they do things, they said he attacked him with a fake handgun.
Well, if it's plastic, it's not going to be picked up on a metal detector. You know, it's fake. It's probably plastic or rubber, and it's not going to be made with. It's not going to be picked up by a metal detector. But the article I read said he also had a knife blade. Well, that should have been picked up.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
Unless it was a ceramic knife. Did you know you can buy knives? Well, you know, you could buy ceramic knives.
I'm not surprised
knives.
That people has a gun on him. I'm just surprised that if he was going into a place where they're not allowed to have guns, you know, that they wouldn't have found it on him. You know what I mean? Because they typically search you. They typically search you when you're going into that. So
yeah, you got to go through security and that kind of stuff for sure. Mm-hmm. My
coffin here, you know, drop your drawers. Let's make sure that nothing, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, with the way COVID and everything, they just are just extremely, you can't bring this. You have to do that. You have all these different, it's just strange to me. I don't know.
Yeah. My buddy Joe, he's going, how do I get to your podcast? I forgot how.
Oh, the birthday?
He used to have it on his phone. Like a Podbeam app. Podbeam app. Come on. Come on, Joe. Come on, Joe. He's the guy that used to come in as Vito. He used to come in as Vito.
Oh.
V-I-T-O.
Oh, okay.
You remember him from a long time ago? Vito?
When we first started. Yeah.
Yeah, because he came in a couple of times with Dreadnought. Yeah. Hey, yo, hey, talks like this. Hey, how y'all doing? Hey, hey, I'm from New York, you know. I'm from Boston. I'm from the Boston, New York area. Yeah. Yeah, he's a funny guy. He's the guy that when I first met him, like I said, he's married to my kids' mom. And when I first met him, my daughter was afraid that, you know, what? Whoa, no, what's going to happen when Dad and Joe meet? You know, ooh, ah, she thought, you know, she thought there's going to be some big drama, you know. And he told her, he told me this afterwards. He goes, yeah, Jeanette, you know, she was all scared about you and I meeting. I don't know why, but she comes up. She goes, I don't know what my dad's going to do. I don't know. You know, I don't know how he's going to act. And I told her,
Thank you for coming in.
Thanks, Linga. Thanks for stopping by, buddy.
Check
him out on Podbeam. He does music. He does live music, and you can find him every now and then. Check him out, and very talented guy. Yeah, check out his podcast. And so Jeanette's talking to Joe, and Joe goes, hey, you know, if he gets upset, don't worry about it. He's family. I'll kill him for free.
Oh, jeez.
And that's the type of guy he is. That's the type he is. He'll kill me for free. And I call him tough guy. Whenever I call him, I always go, hey, tough guy, what's up? What you doing? He reminds me of the Jerky Boys, you know. Just a real nice guy. Nice guy. He's into restoring cars. You know how people flip houses? This guy flips cars. He'll buy cars and he'll get them and clean them up and tune them and get them running and turn around.
Well, that's what Troncat does, I think.
Yes.
He does something like that.
Yeah, but Troncat is, he does it with more higher dollar cars than what Joe does.
Okay.
I think Joe just buys beater cars. I'm not sure. And I've got this Flipsum. Yeah, Flipsum. But they need to be on the wheels. Ah, DeGray. Ah, DeGray. Yeah. You know, I've got this 80... What is it? 87 Jimmy out here? It's that little short, square-bodied GMC Jimmy two-door. Got the V6 in it. And it's the body's in perfect condition. And it does run. It'll fire up and run. It's tired. It's not running really, you know, really strong. I'm thinking about trying to get it registered as a historic vehicle. And get historical vehicle plates for it, Nat. Clean it up and turn it into one of those
WXWID.
You know, turn it into one of those things that you go to those old car shows. You know, that you always see in the Safeway parking lots. It seems like,
yeah.
Take it over there.
Not here, a lot of them.
Yeah, they're kind of cool.
They're always in parking lot. Well, they have one out here in a parking lot, like by Arby's, and then by. Yeah. Sonic is the other one. They do it too.
Yeah, you always find them, and it's always a bunch of old guys, you know, with their old cars. So thinking about doing it, yeah. It passes the 20-year mark for sure. You know, it's almost it's going.
Is that
on
all it takes? 20 plus.
That's what they say. Yeah, that's what they say. Yeah, but the thing is once you get that, I looked into it for a little bit, and they said once you get that license for it, that registration.
Yeah.
You can't take it out and drive it. I mean, like you do a normal car, you're limited to how many, how many miles you can put on and out on the road. Yeah.
Huh.
And, but you only have to register it one time. You never have to do it again. So I don't know.
Interesting.
But I thought it'd be kind of fun. And when we first, Grammy and I first got together, we had been together for a couple of years. We'd been married for a couple of years and 3 years maybe. And then we decided we needed new cars. We needed a new vehicle. Her Jimmy was just not running, you know, and it burned the oil really bad. It was rough. So I said, all right, well, let's go get you a car.
Hi, Vito. Happy birthday.
Vito. Vito, is that you? Is that you, Vito?
Vito,
is that you?
That's him, I bet you.
I don't see him in the chat thing.
We're just waiting for him.
He's in the chat over here.
I know, but you don't see him in the listeners.
Listener
thing.
List.
Yeah, he's not in the listeners list. So that means he came in and he bumped himself out.
Oh.
Vito, are you there? Vito. Come on. Vito. All right, that only leaves me one thing here.
Vito.
There we go, right here.
Vito?
I hope he's not missing all the fun.
Vinny?
From India.
Welcome. Hi, Vinny.
That's Vinny. Hi, Vinny.
Oh.
Hey, tough guy, you're on the air. What's going on?
Hi, I'm trying to talk to you. I hear you.
I can hear
See,
you.
He can
yeah.
hear us. You heard
Everybody
me say
can hear you. You can't, but Joe, you can't hear them. You can't hear Dina, Joe, and Eric, but we can hear you. So what the heck are you doing? It looked like you logged in there for a minute.
He said he could hear us.
Let me see here.
Did you hear us, Vito?
I heard
us?
Dana.
Vito can't. You can hear see? Dina?
I did. Let me see if I do this again.
Okay.
Says denied.
Well, if he's on the phone, will it let him?
Hello, do you hear me?
Hold on a second, Vito. Here we go.
You hear me?
Yes.
Hold on. Can you hear him, Dina Joe? No, I know you can hear him. Vito, I don't see you in the call thing here. I don't see you. You see him on the callers, on the speakers thing, Dina Joe?
I just saw him once. I just saw him once.
You were there and then you were gone. You were there and then you were gone.
Joe. I was there and I was gone. Let's see. Let's see. What do I do here? It says,
do you see the chat?
Old man. Here I go. I can't. That's not it. So it says call in.
Call in.
There you go. I'm calling it.
Okay. All right.
Like the show.
Will it let him
it
call
says,
in
like
if he's
the
on
show,
the phone?
We send your support to the host now. Okay.
Yeah. Are you doing it on your phone, Joe?
Yeah.
It probably won't let you do it with me talking to you, so I'm going to hang up and try it again.
All right, hang up.
All right. Hey, don't be bossy, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Hang up.
All right. Hey,
tell him,
hey.
Vito. Tell him. He tries to control everything, Vito. Gosh.
There he goes.
I hope
there goes.
You can hear us, Vito. If you're in there, there's like a little spot on the bottom, and you can type a message in there.
Yeah, you can type a message in the chat room, Vito.
Yeah, you should be able to now, since you're off the phone, you should be able to type a message in there right over by where it said, show your support and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Anyway, Vito, happy birthday.
Happy
While
birthday,
you're
Vito.
While you're that out, we can sing to you.
Yeah, let's do it. Ready? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, you old tough guy. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Vito.
There he is right there.
There he is.
Happy birthday, birthday boy.
Vito, how are you?
Say something.
Now we can see you, but we can't hear you.
This is what happens when you get old, folks, right
I
here.
Hope that you heard us singing happy birthday to you.
Vito, you are so funny. Have a great
you
day,
are
buddy.
Up, he's Mike. Right up. I show him up on the chat.
I don't see him. I don't see Vito
see,
anywhere.
That's funny because I see that he called in and he's up on the chat.
I see him.
Yeah. Welcome, VBK. Welcome.
I don't know. I just said it ain't working.
See?
It ain't
we
working.
See him. Everybody
I don't
sees
see him.
But you.
I don't see him.
He's up there. You don't see him, and he doesn't hear us, but we can see him. All the
Yeah. That's what a weird thing. What a rare,
oh,
weird
does he
thing.
Not have headphones?
Oh, does he have headphones? He might not have headphones. I don't know.
Welcome back, Q.
I don't know. Vito, we got to hear you a little bit, you crazy guy. Just have a great day, buddy.
That's probably it. Thanks, Ralph.
Have a good day, buddy. We can't hear you. I can't even see you. Type in the see if you can type in the chat room. I don't know.
Yeah, we can totally see him up there, so he should be able to talk in the chat, just not talk.
Like I said, I don't even see him on my listeners list. I don't even see him on the listeners list. Yeah. Let's see.
He's up there, Bertha.
Well, it must be a Podbean glitch.
No, I think it's an old man glitch. Anyway, Joe, have a great day, buddy. Have a great day.
Can he talk on the speaker?
Can't he?
Yeah.
Oh, he could if I called him again. We could have him talk that way. But the thing is, there. There he is. Vito, are you there?
I'm there. Yeah.
Hey, Vito. He's been there the whole time. Hi, Vito.
All right. Hi. Thank you for the song.
Oh, you're so welcome.
You sounded good. Jim didn't sound that good.
I know.
Hey, don't give out my secret identity.
He says that. He says that we're the drunken choir, and I'm like, wait a minute here.
Yeah, we're the old man's drunken sailor.
You're the one that sounds like a drunken choir.
Hey, so what are you doing today? Hey, Joe, what are you doing? You bowling today?
No, I'm get ready to bowl tomorrow.
Okay.
I bowled Sunday night.
Yeah.
We lost.
Are you still there? Oh no, we lost Vito. Oh no. Vito, we lost your connection.
Curses, Podbean.
Oh dang it!
Yeah, because we still see him up there. It has to.
It sounded like something unplugged. It sounded like something unplugged, Joe.
Oh, there.
Are you there, Joe?
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yep.
Yeah. Great.
Look at that. So hey, Patricia took the earphones out there. And what do I know? You know, this 21st century.
Yeah. Hey, Joe. Hey, how old are you, Joe? How old are you now? You're that old?
72.
You're 72? All right,
you're
Joe.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good. Yeah.
Oh, no.
The clock.
Oh, man. It's so good to hear your voice, though.
You know, I don't normally do this, and I don't know how I did it, but I'm on. I wanted to hear you sing when you said, well, get on the podcast, and then we'll sing you happy birthday.
Yeah.
So, So like I was saying with bowling, Sunday night we lost by 2 pins.
Oh.
And Monday night we lost by 6 pins.
Wow.
So, it cost us a few $100 each time. But
oh my gosh. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I still made money, you know.
Yeah, you're always making money. You're a wheeler dealer, Joe. That's for sure.
Yeah, well, so how you guys doing?
We're doing good.
Yeah, that's it. He's laughing. I always see his stuff on Facebook and all that. And, but I never went on. On this, yeah, right.
Oh, it's been a couple of years.
Glad to have you here.
Yeah, it's been a couple of years. Yeah.
Well, that's what I was trying to figure out. I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah,
you did it. Whatever you did, you figured it out.
Yeah, we're
glad.
So, did you watch any hockey last night?
No, I was busy. I didn't walk. I watched the highlights of the game you told me about. Those guys were, man, they were beating each other up.
Oh.
And then I saw this morning that the Avalanche, they spanked whoever they were playing. 7-2 or something like that.
Yep.
Yeah, the first quarter was 5-0.
Yeah, they had a killer year.
Yeah.
That's Dina Joe's team, the Avalanche.
Hi,
Steels.
But the Ranger of Pittsburgh, that was nasty, and like I told you, triple overtime, you know, like that was a really nasty game.
But now, I love play, it.
Now, when they do their overtime in the playoffs, it's another full period, right?
Full 20 minutes.
Five on five.
Full 20 minutes and no commercial breaks. There's only a couple of breaks during the whole period.
Wow.
You know, like the 10-minute break, I think they go around the side of the ice with a Zamboni for a couple of seconds. Uh-huh. And but I mean, these guys are tired. 20 minutes, wow. Keep on going, shift after shift. three overtimes is great hockey. That's Stanley Cup playoffs.
Well, I'll have to I'm going to make sure I get some in. I should be able to watch them today. But listen, Joe, we've got to take a break. We got to bust into our Dina Joe's music segment right now. But, man, thanks for calling in, buddy.
Oh, and you're welcome. And nice. Nice talking to you, Dana.
Oh, you too, Vito. Happy birthday.
Have a great day.
All right.
Give our love to Patty, and we'll talk to you guys later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
That was Joe, the Vito. Thanks, man.
Okay.
What a great guy. That was fun. And now,
yes.
Are you ready? It's time for Dina Joe to take control. Presenting music history. Sharing information on artists and their music. Here she is, Dina Joe! Oh, yeah!
We're going to continue Wednesday, May 4th with songs turning 25 in 2022. And first off on our list is going to be, hi, Paul, welcome, Blink 182 with Damn It. Damn It, sometimes subtitled Growing Up, is a song by the American rock band Blink 182, released on September 23rd, 1997 as the second single from the group's second studio album, Dude Ranch. By bassist Mark Hoppus, the song concerns maturity and growing up. It's written about fictional breakup and the difficulties of seeing a former partner with another. The song becomes the band's first hit, reaching number 11 on the Billboard Modern Rock Track charts and receiving heavy airplay on several keys in U.S. stations. This was the 11th hit on the Hot Modern Rock Track. So here is Blink 182 with Damn It. Welcome back, Theo. Oh, it went down really low.
This is Damn It by Blink 182. There you go.
Yeah, you went really super, like hardly barely hear you.
Me?
Really? Yeah, the music, everything went really super low. Very, uh-oh, very low. Can, yeah, everybody's saying I was now? You're does starting this to get talk.
How's that?
You sound better now. Now it sounds okay. Yeah. Well, Ralph's saying up. He's saying on his end up. So, yeah, they couldn't hear it either. All right, number two.
Really?
Sarah McLachlan.
They couldn't hear the song? They couldn't hear the
song? No, it went down really super low. I mean, we could barely hear it. It must be something going on with Podbean. I don't know, you know, with the whole call-in and everything. So I don't know. Right now you're good.
Okay.
So
all right.
We'll move on to number two. Let's see what happens. Sarah McLachlan, Building a Mystery. Building a Mystery is a song by Canadian singer-songwriter Sarah McLachlan from her fourth studio album, Surfacing. At a live performance, Sarah explains the song as being basically about the fact that we all have insecurities to hide, and we often do them by putting on a facade. She also goes on to say that, unfortunately, if we just be who we are, that's the usually more attractive and beautiful thing. It was re-released on June 9th, 1997. The song was immediately at the top 40 on the Adult Contemporary hit. Building a Mystery was Canada's most successful single of 1997, topping the country's official chart for 8 weeks and peaked at number 13 in the United States. Okay. Building a Mystery won the Grammy Awards for the Best Female Pop Vocal Performance at a fourth Grammy Awards. Here's Sarah McLachlan with Building a Mystery.
Hopefully you can hear it.
Yes.
I don't know, DeGray. It could be both his age and his body count.
You come out at night. That's when the energy comes and the dark.
Sarah McLachlan, she's got a great voice.
Yes.
You stretch your ass to wearing a suicide bone and a cross from a faith that died. Jesus came.
Oh, Scooter. Oh,
Building a Mystery. Sarah McLachlan. I know what you're referring to.
I know, and it's such a long commercial too. It is. It's for good cause, but golly. I know what you're saying.
It's like it never ends.
I know.
It's just
forever. Good one, Scooter.
She's got a great voice, though.
Sorry. All right, number three on our list is going to be You Two with Staring at the Sun. Staring at the Sun is a song by the Irish Uncle rock
Durand.
Band U2. It is the fifth track on their 1997 album Pop and was released as its second single on April 14th, 1997. The song was written with the line stuck together with God's glue, which is taken directly from the title of the album of the Irish band's Something Happens, who good friends with U2. Staring at the Sun peaked at number 3 on the UK singles chart, number 1 in Canada and Iceland, and number 26 on the US Billboard Hot 100. In the US, it topped the modern rock track in adult alternative songs charts. Here is U2 with Staring at the Sun. Hi, Duran and Ray. Hi, Jude. Hi, Darth.
Hey, if you're new to the show, this is your first time tuning in, hit that follow button and enjoy the music. Staring at the Sun, YouTube.
Summer stretching on the grass, summer dresses pass. In the shade of a willow tree, creeps a crawling over.
This is part of the list of songs that Dina Joe is presenting to us that turned 25 years old today. Or this
year.
Hi,
Jake, welcome.
It's gonna get stickier. Summer.
25. YouTube, Staring at the Sun.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So 25 years ago was how long ago was, what year was it?
1997. Okay.
Yep. Wow.
Mm-hmm. All right. Bob Dylan, Make You Feel My Love. When Bob Dylan released Make You Feel My Love on his 1997 album, Time Out of Mind, album of the year at the 40th Grammy, it was considered nothing more than a deep cut. In fact, Dylan's version didn't chart, but Billy Joe's cover of the song, placed on his 97's Greatest Hits, Volume 3, went on to hit number 50 on the Hot 100 and number 9 on the Adult Contemporary chart. With each of the last 25 years passing by, Make You Feel My Love has grown stronger and now stands as one of Dylan's classics. Here is Bob Dylan with Make You Feel My Love.
When the rain is blowing,
always sounds way
doesn't it just sound like
I've never Make You Feel by Bob Dylan.
I'm sorry, but that's what he sounds like.
I know.
In that song, it just sounds like
That's how he songs all his songs. That's how he sounds on all his songs.
He wrote a lot of them. He's a great
writer.
But
can you imagine him and Bruce Springsteen talking to each other? And then Rocky Balboa jones in. Hey, what's happening? You can't understand a word those guys say.
All right. Well, let's move on to a group that we can understand what they're saying. And that would be Boys to Men with Four Seasons of Loneliness. And Four Seasons of Loneliness is a song by Philadelphia-based vocal quartet Boys to Men. I love these guys. Written and produced by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, the song was issued at the first single for their fourth studio album, Evolution, in 1997. Already successful on the U.S. radio, the release of the single prompted a Billboard Hot 100 debut at number 2. The following week, the song moved up to number 1, becoming Boys to Men's fifth chart topper, and as of 2022, the last Hot 100 number 1 hit under Motown's banner. Here is Boys to Men with Four Seasons of Loneliness.
This is when they had 4 members. Can you hear it okay?
Days gone by when you were
in my opinion, this is one of the best boy bands that ever was. Boys to Men.
I agree. I like
these guys could sing, man. Very, very talented. And they're still going around singing, but there's only 3 of the members now.
Didn't one of the guys pass away?
I don't know, Dina Joe. I don't know what happened with them.
I thought he did.
But this is Boys to Men. 4 Seasons of Love. What a great group. I'm telling you, the best national anthem I ever heard sung was at an NBA game. And this is decades ago. And they are the ones that did it. And man, it just
nailed that one.
Oh, it was awesome. They sang it. It was so awesome. Mm-hmm. And they stayed true to the way the song was written. And their harmonies was just unbelievable. That's a good group. Boys to Men. Thanks.
All right. You're welcome. Moving on to number 2, Elton John sung Something About the Way You Look Tonight. The song has history quite like Something About the Way You Look Tonight. It was originally a track of its own on Elton's September 1997, The Big Picture, his eye-popping 26th album. At Princess Diana's funeral on September 6, 1997, John performed Candle in the Wind, which has recently resurfaced in the news. The two were combined for the double-sided single Candle in the Wind, Something About the Way You Look Tonight, and began in October. The edition captured Sir Elton John's number 1 on the Hot 100 for 14 weeks, the longest lasting of his 9 number ones by far. Here is Elton John with Something About the Way You Look Tonight.
There was a time I was everything and nothing all in one. When you found me,
feeling like a cloud across the sun. I need to tell you how you light up every second of the day. But in the moonlight, you just shine.
That's like Elton John with Something About the Way You Look Tonight.
And I can't explain.
There too. What a voice. I mean, some of these artists, I mean,
so
good
crisp
grief.
And clean and beautiful, yeah.
I know. They just, you know, it's just unbelievable, their voices. So, all right.
Okay, well, lastly, we're going to end today with Diddy featuring Faith Evans and 112, which was on yesterday. Or 112, as the old man would say. And the song is I'll Be Missing You. In 1997, Sean Combs was known as Puff Daddy, and he released his debut studio album, No Way Out. Sure, it hit number one on the Billboard 200, but the project's crowning achievement was the single I'll Be Missing You, a tribute to the notorious B.I.G., nearly 3 months after he was murdered in March of 97. The multi-platinum single wasn't just heartfelt, it was a huge hit, selling more than 8 million copies and debuting at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 after its official release in May 27th of 1997. Puffy was at the center of it all. I'll Be Missing You was indeed a family affair. It featured Biggie's widow, Faith Evans, and his bandmates, 112, on the hook, a popular police sample, and some yet somber lyrics written by Brooklyn MC Sauce Money. I'll Be Missing You held strong at number one on the Hot 100s for 11 weeks. Here is Diddy featuring Faith Evans with 112 and I'll Be Missing You.
Seems like yesterday we used to rock the show. I laced the track, you locked the flow. So far from hanging on the block of dough. Notorious.
This song just gives me goosebumps.
Words can't express what you mean to me. Even though you're gone, we
this
still
a good
team.
Song.
Through your family, I'll fulfill your dreams. In the future, can't wait to see if you open up the gates for me. Reminisce sometime. The night they took my friend. Try to black it out, but it plays again. When it's real, feeling's hard to conceal. Can't imagine all the pain I feel. Give anything to hear half your breath. I know you're still living your
every
life after death.
My day. Every move
I'll Be Missing
my
You
day.
By Puff Daddy, Faith Evans, and a group of other great artists. That's a good song. Whoever does that song, it's a good song. That's it.
I think Sting and the Police was the original behind this one.
Was it the Police, Eric, that did the original?
They sampled that song. That was the song that you're hearing.
Yeah.
Right.
I understand that. Right.
You know, like if you listen to Vanilla Ice's Ice Ice to Baby, you know that, like, the musical, you know, melody is identical to Freddie Mercury and David Bowie's Under Pressure.
Right. Yeah, but that I'll Be Missing You. That is the song. The original song itself is great, but I love the way that they did this one. You know, with the rapping and all that stuff. I mean, and the message of love. That's just a good song. That's a good song. That it did it, Joe?
That's it for today.
Fantastic job.
Wow.
Thank you. Great music, man. I'm telling you, music will touch your heart. Touch your heart. You know, if you're down in the dumps, music will pick you up, you know. And if you're having a really good day, blues will bring you down.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Stills. Thank you, Marty.
Speaking of blues, really check out the...
Go ahead. Yeah. Thank you, D.
Speaking of blues, check out the Old Man's Blues Show on WESN Epic Strategies
Thank
Network.
You.
You'll hear the talk show, the redo of the talk show at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then right after the talk show ends, after some commercial breaks, it goes right into the Old Man's Blues Show and enjoy some blues. I got some great tunes in there. It's on Random Select right now. It's random selecting out of the, what is it, 250 some odd songs I have in the library, Ralph, something like that. I don't know. But it's a good music show. Check it out. Check out the WESN Network. And if you can, go to the website and make a little pledge. They're doing a fundraiser there. Help Ralph keep that music station going. We did. Not only do we supply music and some promos and that kind of stuff, but we also donate a little money to it because we like what they're doing and we are honored to be a part of that programming. So if you can help them out, any little bit will help. It costs a little bit to keep that radio station going, but we love it. So if you can donate something to them. Thank you very much, Ralph. And we appreciate that station. Also, too, if you're new to Twitter, if you got a podcast and you got a Twitter page for your podcast, get a hold of Podcast Overlord. You can find them on Twitter and check them out. They help you get your footprint out there and make it bigger. They let people know that you're out there and they design posts that are specific to your page and just to bring traffic to your page. Right off the bat, they'll send out something to over 13,000 people. Do you have that? Can you reach 13,000 people? No, I can't, but they can. They can reach 13,000 people. And that gets your name out there, and they do a great job. We've used them all of April, and we're going into a second month with them, and these guys are fantastic. Podcast Overlord. Check them out. Wow. Mm-hmm. Man, good times. It's going to be a good day today. I really feel like it's going to be a good day today. It's just got good vibes. The vibes are good. I picked that up from
it's Vito's birthday.
It's Vito's birthday, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And it's the fourth be with you, so.
And the force be with you, exactly.
Yeah.
It's I picked
too
that
cold
up
to where I have this t-shirt and I got it at a Mexican restaurant and it's a bowl. It's a bowl of chips, like in a basket of chips. Yeah. But the chips are in the shape of Baby Yoda.
Yeah, Puddles. Real quick. In
the shape of Baby Yoda, and it says Nacho Baby, like Nacho, N-A-C-H-O, Nacho Baby.
Nacho Baby.
It's for May 4th. They had them selling them.
All right, I understand. We got Tuddles
so
on the line.
It's so cute. I love it.
We got Tuddles on the line. What's happening, man? What's going on?
Hey, everybody.
Hi, Tuddles.
Me and Q-Bella are going to be starting our podcast again. I know it's not Promote Your Podcast Friday, but our show is going to start tomorrow, which is Thursday.
Yes.
So I was just wondering if I could call in and say, like, tomorrow, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Q-Bella and Tuddles Talk Hard. I believe we'll be talking about Flat Earth tomorrow.
Okay. All right.
Give Q-Bella a follow because we'll be going live off of her channel instead of starting a whole new channel this time
around.
Okay,
I'm following. We lost our channel before.
Yeah. All right. There you go.
Perfect.
Another podcast getting out there. Check them out. We love these guys.
Tomorrow,
10 p.m.
10:30 p.m.
10.
Eastern Mountain, 7:30, the time that everybody should be.
Yeah.
7:30 is the time that everybody
should be. All right, Tuddles, you're welcome, buddy. You're welcome.
Bye, Tuddles.
Great. Good times. Man, there are so – I never realized how many podcasts are out there until I started until I went and started really trying to promote ours on Twitter and looking for other avenues to other avenues to promote us on Twitter and that. And so I'm, man, there are so many podcasts out there. There's gotta be millions.
Something for everything that you can think of. So
there is something for everybody. You can find a podcast to listen to.
And at any time.
And at any time, exactly.
That's what's kind of cool about it, because if they're not live, you can listen to them downloaded. So it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, but as a matter of fact, the majority of them are pre-recorded. They're not. They're very, very rare as a live one. Rarely is a live one. That's why we're kind of unique in that we are live. We're live every morning, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We're live, and it's very rare that you find live shows like that. But you know,
because we do have a lot of people in here that do live shows, like Tecrae and Ralph, Solid Blue Sister, Tuttles and Cubella now coming back. Who else is in here with a lot of
But I mean, if you compare to the overall number of podcasts, that's a rare thing.
I agree. Yeah, it is rare, but it's kind of cool that we're all kind of gravitating towards
We're going to say, Eric?
And Caps.
Well, and then I would echo our friend Jester from the It's Doomsday podcast, which, you know, if people haven't discovered Podbean, they're really missing out on something special because, like Jester says, this Podbean app that we're doing these live podcasts on is a real hidden gem.
Yeah, yeah. So, and then plus two, Podbean is always, it's there to help you get podcasts started too. You want to start a podcast? Mm-hmm. Podbean gives you everything you need to do to start a podcast. You need to check them out and have fun with
it. All the tutorials and everything.
Yeah.
And everybody around here is so helpful anyway, so.
Well, especially here on this live platform, whether you publish shows or not, I mean, I know we take pride in us being really just so community oriented, where we basically treat each other like they're part of the family, even though the majority of us have never really met each other in real life.
Nope. But there's a bond. There's a real bond there, you know, a real connection. So, yeah, this is a fun experience, and we've been doing it for over 2 years now. And we've got 513 shows under our belt. And we're going into our third year. And I tell you what, it's fun. If you want a hobby, if you're looking to do something fun, I mean, check into doing a podcast. I mean, there's all of them. They've got sports, you got true crime, you got movie reviews, comic books, literature.
Music,
I mean, there's all kinds of
everything.
Everything's
gardening,
out there.
Bees. There was even one that I thought, well, I wouldn't have followed them because I wanted to know more about bees, and all it was bees. He just had a microphone out. We're by his bees. And that's all it was you can
that's
hear.
That's hilarious.
I'm like, okay, I guess I'm not
there. You go.
Here, but yeah,
there you go.
You want to hear bees buzzing? There's a guy out there that has bees buzzing.
True bee crime. There you go, Scooter. Hey, and if you're new to ours and you're listening to this and you're new in here and you haven't done it yet, hit that follow button. That kind of helps you get notices when we're on. But if you write it down, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific time, you will find us here on the Bean Live, Podbean Live. Yeah,
there was even a lady who was in a shed. She said she was in a shed and she was screaming and she was telling everybody to scream. Oh! I swear, I'm not kidding. I follow her. Yeah, it's something in the
you
shed.
Follow her.
I did. I follow everybody that I go in. I follow them. It's something in the shed. She talks about. It was like an English lady, and she was talking about. I don't know if that was her, like her she shed, and so she was out in the shed, and she was telling people to scream.
Wow,
it's good for your lungs. It's good to everybody scream. So yeah,
I heard a pop. Am I still on?
I know, Randy Third. Yes, I can hear you. I just pop into things every once in a while to see what's going on. I find all kinds of weird stuff. I'm just so you don't have to. You see the something about the shed, then you know, and you don't have to go in there. So.
Yeah.
I'm just like giving you warning.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The weird ones. Yep.
All of them. All kinds of things out there. Yeah.
Oh, he says you're muted, but I hear
am I
you.
Muted? No.
Can you
I'm
guys
not
hear
muted.
Though?
Am
I?
I
can hear you.
No.
Come
you.
On, DeGray. No. Oh, DeGray.
You little
salty. Oh, DeGray. Man.
I know. He's in trouble. That all one. Right. That one.
That DeGray, I tell you what.
Gotta love them.
We love our DeGray. All right, that's it for today's show. A special thanks to the birthday boy, Vito, for calling in, fighting through the technology and breaking in. Thanks, Joe. Love you to death, brother.
Happy birthday,
and,
Joe.
And Tuttles, take note of Tuttles and Cubella's podcast is going to take place.
Happy birthday, Alexis.
And yeah, thanks, everybody. And Alexa, happy birthday to you, sweetie. And just have a great day. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate you. We had a blast. Hope you did, too. And we'll be back at it tomorrow. Eric, got some podcasts coming on that you want to know?
Well, coming up today on Podbean, I know in about a little under 25 minutes, DeGray Area will be doing a pop-up show, so be on lookout for him. And then, and I know Milt Dog is on right now as well. And then Jeff Moore and Frankie D and Saul Blue's sister are coming up this afternoon. And John Gill's talking it live at 5 p.m. Eastern. And then in prime time, the Slack 2 Alpha at 7 p.m. Eastern and the Wednesday edition of the Beans and Weenie show at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time, weather permitting for them, which since they weren't able to do their Monday show because of weather. And then, of course, Ralph is back tomorrow morning, as are we, and a few more friends who are coming up later this week.
Yeah, we're out there. Check them out. Find them. And get going. And yeah, I woke up too late to jump into Ralph's show this morning. I'm sleepy.
I know.
Ralph.
I made it, Mr. Maysteels.
Anyway, I want to thank everybody. Love. Make sure you get out there and do random acts of kindness. Remember, be nice, be kind. Be quick to be kind. Remember, that's what we're saying now. Be quick to be kind because you never know what that person's going through. And your little bit of kindness expressed towards them might be all they need to help get them through whatever problems and troubles they are having. So be kind. Be kind and be nice to people.
Oh, I love that, Mr. Dr. Love. I love
and
that.
Now... a special final word. Well, not final. I mean, she'll be back tomorrow.
Yes. Okay. All right.
From Dina Joe.
Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. Thanks so much for joining us today. We love you guys. Appreciate you so, so very much. I hope you all have a good rest of your day. We'll see you around Podbean. Happy birthday again, Vito. Happy birthday again, Miss Alexis. I hope you have a great day. Love you all. Bye.
Oh, my Lord. You said that like DeGray. Bye. Oh, what is going on? You're starting to engulf DeGray stuff. You said bye. That's what he says.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, don't forget Cooking with Dina, Joe, and Grammy this Friday on the 6th. Don't forget. And tomorrow, Cinco de Mayo, everybody. Cinco de Mayo.
Yes.
So join us tomorrow for our Thursday show. And who knows what's going to happen. We don't know because we don't plan anything. Thanks, everybody. Music's over. We're out of here. Have a great great day, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Later, Gators.